Jillian sat up, the white sheet pulled around her, and found that the cloud at the foot of the bed was nothing more than Ben's pet rabbit, Buddy, who hopped into her lap. Only a few weeks ago, Jillian had been out in the Sonoran Desert, her hands over her ears, as Jimmy and two of his friends shot prairie dogs. They killed 13 of them, and Jillian had thought it was terrible luck. She'd gotten shaky and pale, too upset to hide it. Luckily, Jimmy was in a great mood since he'd bagged more prairie dogs than his pals had, shooting 8 if you included the 2 babies. He came over and put his arms around Jillian. When he looked at her in this way, she understood why she'd been so drawn to him, and why she was still. He could make it seem as though you were the only person in the universe. A bomb could fall, lightning could strike. He simply wouldn't take his eyes off you. "The only good rodent is a dead rodent," Jimmy had told her. He smelled of cigarettes and heat, and was just about as alive as a human being could be. "Trust me on this. When you see one, shoot to kill." Jimmy would have gotten a good laugh, catching her in bed with a rodent. Jillian pushed the rabbit away, then got up and found her way to the kitchen for a glass of water. She was disoriented and confused. She didn't know what she was doing in Ben's house, although it was surprisingly comfortable, with nice old pine furniture and shelves filled with books. Most of the men Jillian had been involved with had avoided the kitchen. Some hadn't even seemed to be aware that their own houses had such rooms, complete with stoves and sinks. But here the kitchen was well used. A weathered pine table was piled high with science textbooks and menus from Chinese restaurants, and when she looked, Jillian discovered that there was actually food in the refrigerator. Several casserole pans of lasagna and broccoli with cheese souffle, a carton of milk, cold cuts, bottled water, bunches of carrots. Right before they had to leave Tucson in such a hurry, there was nothing in their refrigerator but 6 packs of Budweiser and Diet Coke. One package of frozen burritos was wedged way in the back near the ice trays, but anything left in their freezer always defrosted, then refroze, and was better left alone.